This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel's prime minister says war in Hamas is far from over.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu held a media briefing over the weekend in which he said the war is in full swing, but warned it will continue for many more months. He also spoke of threats posed by Iran. The Islamic Republic backs Yemeni Houthis, a group the United States formerly designated as a terrorist organization. Western allies say Houthis attack and disrupt shipping commerce passing through the Red Sea. The White House says it's considering reclassifying them as a terror group. Congressional Republicans say the White House needs to do more to curb Tehran's proxies. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Strong earthquakes have struck off the coast of western Japan.
People were told to evacuate seaside areas following the series of quakes. One of them was a preliminary magnitude of 7.6. Japanese public broadcaster NHK TV warned that torrents of water could reach as high as 16.5 feet and urged people to head to high land or the top of a nearby building as quickly as possible.
That's AP's Donna Warder reporting. Three more suspects have been detained in Germany over an attack threat on the Cologne Cathedral. More from VOA's Alexis Strobe.
German authorities say they have detained three more people in connection with a reported threat of an attack on the Cologne Cathedral over the holiday period. The detention Sunday morning come only days after a 30-year-old Tajik man was taken into custody in relation to an alleged plot to attack the world-famous cathedral by Islamic extremists in the western German city. German news agency DPA reports that all four suspects allegedly belong to a larger network that includes people across Germany and in other European countries. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, and this is VOA News. In their New Year's speeches, the leaders of Taiwan and China had two different messages.
In a New Year's speech, President Tsai Ing-wen called for Taiwan to safeguard peace and democracy. Tsai said, "We also hope China and Taiwan will jointly seek a long-term and stable peaceful coexistence under peace, parity, democracy, and dialogue." In Beijing, a different vision. President Xi Jinping renewed China's threat to take over Taiwan. She said China will surely be reunified and that all Chinese on both sides of the Taiwan Strait should share in the glory of the rejuvenation of the Chinese nation. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Taipei, Taiwan.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said his military should thoroughly annihilate the United States and South Korea if provoked. That's according to state media Monday. This is after he vowed to boost national defense to cope with what he called an unprecedented U.S.-led confrontation. Congo's Election Commission says that President Felix Tshisekedi has been reelected. More from Reuters' Olivia Chan.
Tshisekedi gained 73.34% of the vote. Even before that confirmation, a group of Congo's main opposition presidential candidates asked supporters to take to the streets to protest following the release of provisional results. The opposition has alleged widespread irregularities, which they say have enabled fraud. Some of Tshisekedi's main challengers have called for a rerun of both the presidential and legislative elections. They accuse the CENI of allowing the vote to be tipped in the president's favor. The CENI and the government have dismissed these allegations.
And that's Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. Denmark's queen, Margrethe II, has now announced that she plans to abdicate after 52 years and will be succeeded by her eldest son, Crown Prince Frederik.
83-year-old monarch said the decision was influenced by her health. She underwent back surgery in February, which had given her cause, she said, to think about the future and whether the time had come to lead the responsibility to the next generation. Margrethe ascended the throne in 1972 and, following the death of Britain's Queen Elizabeth, became the longest-serving monarch in Europe. She was recently part of the creative team behind the ballet The Snow Queen at Copenhagen's Tivoli, helping to design the set for the performance.
I'm an old woman by now, but it makes me feel young.
Denmark's Prime Minister thanked the Queen for her lifelong dedication to duty.
That's Reuters' Flora Bradley Watson reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.